Oh, heavens, yes. When money like that comes in, it does, because it means we're going to be keeping going, because, you know, the big fear of it all is, I suppose, money drying up and we have to stop. So, yes, it's the support. And from all over, the support we're getting is absolutely brilliant. But, yes, this one is brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
And it's a timely injection, really, because I think you were saying recently that you're facing a huge rise in the cost of steel.
Yes, our fabricators in Scotland came to us a week or two ago and explained that there was going to be a 50% tariff on the raw steel. The actual raw cost, we're not too sure what the raw cost is of steel. It's only a portion, a small portion of the fabricated cost by the time it's fabricated, welded up and what have you, bolts supplied, galvanising done, painting done, then transport from Scotland to Glasson. That all gets added on, but so the actual raw material is not huge. I'm saying we have been paying like £50,000 per bay for the steel, but that's the final cost of the steel, not the actual material cost. I'd have to speak with Graham and we'd have to look at what the actual cost, raw cost is, yes.
We've just been for a walk down to where the work is progressing at the moment, and you're at whichever bay it is, where it opens out, and you've got the first row of seats at the edges.
Yes. That's Bay 9, yes.
Bay 9, and it really is tremendous looking back. I think you said something like you're about 90 metres now out to sea, and you really get that feeling that you're on a pier.
Certainly do, and that's part of the beauty of really doing the pier work. And the team we've got are good. It is a good, very good team. A few, like this earlier, we have a few more volunteers joined us in the last month or two. And it's just working by the sea. It's always got that draw, hasn't it? The coast.
And do you feel the momentum is increasing with terms of volunteers in general public interest now that they can really see the progress you're making?
Oh, definitely. Yes, we see that on a week to week basis. That the interest. In the interest of, from the public. We see it by our Sunday afternoons, the amount of people that come, the donations we get. It's just brilliant. It's a bit overwhelming, really, because, you know, it shocks us, really, that the people are so enthusiastic for it.
When you have the open days, sort of how many people are you getting coming down here these days?
Well, it can vary depending on what's happening at the time. Probably been a little bit smaller the last couple of weeks because our little trainers broke down, but I believe we do have the replacement, hopefully what will be now be the right replacement, a carburetor for it. we'll hopefully get it going for this Sunday, but we have got entertainment this Sunday with a dance group coming, so that will stop the train for an hour or so when they're performing. But yes, and like I say, it can vary, and we haven't got a clicker to count the people, but it could be 100 or 2 people each Sunday.
That's great. Working out there in all weathers, I mean, you're getting further out. It's now past the tide line, so to speak. So it's going to get tougher, isn't it, from here on in?
It is, yes. We have still got a little bit of room on the beach to work from when the tide, but obviously our time on the beach is getting less. Because as further out we go, is the less time we've got on the movement of the tide. But we have got plans, if you like, for when we can no longer do it from the beach. The reach is getting bigger all the time because the beach goes down, the pier doesn't. So we have got plans in place for doing that.
I think the last time we spoke, you were slightly concerned about how you were going to get the scaffolding underneath to work on these sections further out. Looking at that out there today, you've obviously mastered it.
Well, the scaffold we've got is still getting done from the beach, and it can be for a few more bays. But once we get to the actual low water mark, which is, I think the average low water is around about Bay 20. So we've got a little bit of space there, but like I say, less and less time on the beach. Spoken with the scaffolders, the guys actually here doing the work, and they said they can possibly, on harnesses, cut holes in the old decking and go down through and hang and put the scaffold from above rather than going from the beach. So that'll be interesting to watch them.
Now, in terms of local companies, you've had good support from day one, really, particularly here in Ramsey. Is that continuing?
Certainly is, yes. Paul Carey and Sons are very, very good. John Neen, J.W. Neen, is it, at their haulage. They had to help us out the last time because Carey's were, Laurie was indisposed. Ramsey Shipyard are very good. We get very good backing from Ramsey commissioners and helping with the use of their compound and what have you. So, yes, it's excellent.
You look back to the beginning when the project was first mooted and there were all the naysayers, it could never happen, you'll never do it. And when you look at what's been achieved so far, it must be quite satisfying.
It is. It's very satisfying to see it and people coming out and appreciating what we've done. That's what it's all about, isn't it? You know, it's all very well us coming out and doing it, but people have to come and appreciate it, and people are. They're using their feet and they're coming and walking the pier.
And just before we started the interview, you had somebody came into the yard here and was wandering around, obviously visitors from off-island. Are you getting a lot of interest from people away?
We do. Holidaymakers come over, and there's coaches coming to Ramsey here all the time, and they wander up this way and they come. And we do, even if we're here working, as long as they stay within certain barriers, we allow them to on the pier. At the end of the day, that's what we're doing it for. We're doing it for people to use it.
Now, momentum is, I suppose, an important word with a project like this. As it runs for such a long time, keeping that momentum with fundraising is probably one of the biggest challenges. But you seem to be managing quite well. I guess, though, you'd love a fairy godfather or godmother to come along and a whopping big cheque. It would make life easier, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. It certainly would, yes. The dream thing would be somebody to come with the money and we could possibly get a company in and do it within 2 or 3 years, because we'll never be able to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be the dream. But we have to control our dreams, don't we?
Well, you never know. There's some wealthy people on the Isle of Man, and maybe somebody's listening who's maybe never thought about this as a project.
There certainly are. I'm saying it's loose change for some people, I suppose, but it's up to them then when they spend the money, isn't it? We can't force them, can we, unfortunately?
Well, fingers crossed. And looking to the immediate future, obviously the summer's a good time for you. The weather, generally speaking, is pretty good and you can crack on. What's the target for the next couple of months?
Well, we get these two bays, bays 9 and 10, which we're working on at the moment. We get them finished, get them opened up. We'll be getting the scaffolders in shortly to move the scaffold. Once we're finished above, they can come in, move the scaffold onto us, and we're going to do bays 11, 12 and 13 together. We're going to do three bays. So they get that done. So that's going to be our project for next year. We've got to get the scaffold moved, them three bays stripped of all the timber, and get the surveyor over to measure it all up for the manufacturing of the next three bays. And get everything underway.
And the planks, which obviously are sponsored, what are they made of? What kind of wood?
It's an African wood. It's called, well, it depends what part of Africa you're from. Different countries. There's about 10 countries on the west coast of Africa that grow the tree, which we know as the Eki tree. Mm-hmm. Eki is a Nigerian version of it, if you like. It's all the same wood. It's all the same tree. Each country calls it a different name. Mm. So I couldn't give you all the names. Yeah. But Eki is a Nigerian way. E-double-K-I is the Nigerian way of spelling it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's obviously very hardy. What kind of lifespan will it have?
Well, it's basically the same as, or they're saying it gives exactly the same lifespan as Greenheart wood, which was always piers and etc. were always built in with Greenheart. And it won't. It's impervious to water. Eki that we're using for the planking is so dense, if you throw it in the water, it won't float. It'll just sink. It's one of the few woods that don't float.
And quite expensive, I would imagine.
Unfortunately, yes, it is expensive. All wood is everything is expensive these days. Unfortunately, it's the way it's going. I think COVID was one of the biggest excuses they had for putting the price up, and now. Now these wars traveling all over the place, it's creating problems. But
we plough on.
We have to, don't we? We have to.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.